sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
How you doing, man?
I'm on the road to 9 and 7.
You're on the road to 9 and 7, but you're going to have to hit that buzzsaw called the Bears next week.
First the road is through Philly. We dispose of the Super Bowl champions today in Giants form.
I think you have a good shot. They're pretty terrible this year. Talk about a Super Bowl letdown.
Cleveland wins outright as well today. It's just going to be a fantastic day.
Oh, well, I think it will be, Lou. So, did you watch that game on Thanksgiving? That stuffing, as we call it.
I was here all day, baby. I watched every single game.
You were at the Sovereign or at home?
Sovereign, all day.
Oh, my. Happy Thanksgiving. Did you serve Thanksgiving?
It was. What's that?
Did you serve Thanksgiving that day?
Yes, I served Budweiser, Pastor Ron.
The best Thanksgiving ever.
Salted and honey roasted peanuts.
Very good. So, yeah, you are convinced that the New York Giants are going to run the table and get into the playoffs.
I have to.
Exactly.
I am Dixon. I am Giant.
Of course, we send our condolences to the coach because he had a heart attack. Somebody must have told him Obama was coming back in the office or something. He had a little heart attack there.
I think it was one too many pork chops.
That'll do it. So, Lou, good news. Our Dickman Division champion, Miller Bob, has come into the picks this week to give it a shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
What it done, Bob?
We're going to fill up that Dickman, Lou, as you can see. I know.
No comment.
I know. What else is going on,
just
Lou?
Just letting everybody know, Lou Dickman will be in the Dickman next week.
Oh!
Get your picks in regardless.
Well, also, you are fighting, it's Lou versus Law. Rich Lawers is trying to stay out of that basement. And you've been creeping up every week. You're now 2 points behind him. So look out, Rich Law. He's also trying
to
get...
Who's ahead of Rich Law?
Huh? Who is
that?
How many points are you ahead of him, or how many points is somebody ahead of him?
No, who's ahead of Rich Law?
Let me see if I can get my standings here.
And don't say everybody else but me.
Now, that would have been the better commentary, but as I try to find it, I can't find it.
All right. I can't find it either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I don't even look for it.
And here it is. Above him is Mr. Guido, but he has a nice 5-point lead.
I will catch Guido by year's end.
Ooh, you'll have to stay in the Lou division.
Damn it, Guido, I'm going to catch you.
There is the challenge that has been put out by the great Lou
Dickman. What if Lou doesn't put his picks in until Sunday morning?
Well, I mean, you can do whatever you like, Lou.
That would stop the Miller Bombs of the world that want to take opposite Lou.
Exactly, but that would make it difficult for the rest of the people. I'd say stick with your Monday Tuesday thing. So, Lou, your question of the week. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Do you have anything else to say before your question of the week? You seem like you're...
I'm all ears.
All right.
I'm all ears for the question of the week.
All right. With the first big snow coming, Lou, this afternoon, Are you for or against sloshing through the winter wonderland, and why?
First of all, it's not going to snow, and that was a stupid question.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou.
Go Bears!
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Winter is Coming service. When you need to be out in the cold, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou out freezes you!